Mark, thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Mark.
Wayne, returning to the subject of our anniversary today, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I'd have to say that, I unequivocally support what the United States did at the time to end the war, mm-hmm. and it most conclusively did end the war. Some of the interesting things we have to understand that a lot of young people today forget is that the Japanese Army was one of the most sadistic, vicious, brutal armed forces ever the Earth ever had, and their record of torture, mass murder, in one city alone, the city of Nanking, a provincial capital in China, in 1937, the Japanese literally murdered 250,000 people, the size of the city of London, in 3 months, just to spread terror throughout the rest of China.
Okay, it was Japan that brought us to where we were as far as the nuclear age is concerned.
That's right.
Of course, the U.S. So what we're looking at now is the Star Wars, and how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know if I want to change subjects so quickly. For one thing, a discussion of that, of those natures, requires more than 2 or 3 minutes, so perhaps I'll just stick to the one subject, because in the media lately, we've seen a lot of bleeding heartism, shall we say, or a lot of sympathy, the victims of Hiroshima, and a lot of this is reflected on the Americans. As though they started the war with the atomic weapons in some sort of unfounded, bloodthirsty manner, and it has to be pointed out that the atomic weapons probably cut 6 months off the war, probably saved tens of thousands of lives, Allied lives in POW camps, of those who would have had to have invaded the Japanese mainland, not to mention hundreds of thousands of Chinese people who were starving of malnutrition at the time due to the Japanese occupation. And, unless we forget, the Americans fought virtually the entire Pacific War with the assistance of the Canadians and the British, and, they were the lives that were going to be sacrificed. It's all fine in retrospect to say, wasn't this a cruel thing to do? But that, didn't stop the Japanese for the 13 years previous when they'd been waging the war, and they were supported almost to a man by their nation. It was a very...
Do you see anything today that is in a way parallel to that situation back in 1939 when they were arming?
Well, the moral of all wars is that, obviously it's immoral to aggress, but it is not immoral to retaliate with superior force and conclusive and decisive effort. And that's what the Americans did. The Americans were attacked, and they were there to liberate pretty well almost all the world. Let's not forget the Americans virtually saved Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and liberated the entire Pacific area of Korea, Philippines, Indonesia, China. They liberated most of Europe. But weren't for the American effort, those wars probably wouldn't have been won. And, we have to give ourselves, the freedom we are exercising right now is largely responsible to that continuing arsenal of the United States. Really the only bulwark against the same kind of totalitarian regimes we have today. The Soviet Union is much the same as the Nazi Germany or Japanese armies. They are bent on control, and not by trade or peaceful coexistence, but by subversion. And,
I don't think Jamie would disagree with much of this, would you?
Yeah, what is the goal here? I mean, do we want to blow up a lot of Russians because their government is totalitarian? Is that what we're trying to accomplish?
No, that's not the goal.
To give you credit, Jamie, it's not an easy job to be there, and certainly there's been a lot of issues to be discussed. And no one wants to ever kill innocent civilians, and certainly...
Sure. So how can you say you don't have any sympathy for the people who died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? I have sympathy for those people, especially the people who just started their lives, and all of a sudden they were killed, they were vaporized.
Unfortunately, adults during wartime tend to build machine gun factories right beside hospitals.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so fine. Okay.
And,
this is a topic which I don't see... The only significance...
Adults have to take the responsibility for what happens to those children. This is always the case.
You don't have to take the responsibility, okay? But you should look at it for what it is.
And Japan initiated the war, and the guilt for that war falls on those who supported it actively and passively.
Right.
And that includes the military, most of the Japanese civilians, including the parents of those very children. So if you want to look for guilt, look at their parents. They were the people that propped up the Japanese army through that campaign. And you can't blame people who retaliate to end a war who happen to kill innocent civilians.
Yeah.
Those are casualties of war started by people who aggress.
Okay, my group is concerned, with the arms race continuing as it is today. The only significance that Hiroshima and Nagasaki has for me that I care to discuss today is the fact that it marked the beginning of
the
nuclear age, and in my opinion, it was an omen of things to come. And when you're looking at films of of what happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you're looking at one way in which the human race can go in the next 10 to 15 years, okay? And it's going to be that on a much larger scale, or it's going to be something very different in which the possibilities are endless for what the human race can accomplish.
Mark, we're going to have to leave her there, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the call.